This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, October 23rd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Ag Tech Alliance launches. California's anti-climate actions spurned. Ag negotiator nominee gets hearing and EU deforestation rule delayed. California launches Ag Tech Alliance. A coalition of colleges, industry, and state partners yesterday unveiled the new California Ag Tech Alliance, $28 million initiative designed to strengthen ag innovation, workforce development, and economic resilience. Funded through the Jobs First program, the Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development, the alliance aims to establish ag tech as a central economic driver for rural California, alongside life sciences and advanced manufacturing. CDFA Secretary Karen Ross sees the investment as a shift toward regional collaboration and inclusion. For the government, talking to reporters at the FIRA USA Robotics Conference, Ross said 9 of the state's 13 regions put ag tech, quote, at the front of what they wanted to accomplish in their economic development plans. Because of that, ag tech is an area we want to accelerate, she said, adding that the alliance focus on automation, artificial intelligence, and robotics ensures we leave no one behind. For the science, UCANR Chief Innovation Officer Gabe Yahtzee, who helped spearhead the effort, called the alliance, quote, an 8-year overnight success, making light of the gradual buildup culminating in the alliance. The initiative will fund innovation and entrepreneurship programs across the UC system, expand drone and automation training, and support an ag tech certificate program at community colleges to help farm workers transition into higher skill jobs. From industry, Western Growers Vice President of Innovation Walt Duflock described automation as key to sustaining California's $61 billion farm economy amid soaring labor costs. The alliance, he said, will, quote, help us get more capital to keep that funnel working for both growers and startups. Climate Smart Ag groups urge state to practice what it preaches. The Climate Smart Agricultural Partnership yesterday criticized California policymakers and regulators for cutting state climate incentives even as they condemn federal rollbacks of clean energy programs. The group said in a statement that state actions are worsening federal cuts to solar, wind, and high-speed rail and the Arches Hydrogen Hub. It pointed to three major state decisions: the California Public Utilities Commission elimination of the Agriculture Solar Aggregation Program, the failure to fund key greenhouse gas reduction initiatives like farmer and livestock methane reduction in the budget, and pending CPUC proposal to end BioMAP program, which supports forestry, agriculture, biomass, and methane reduction projects. These anti-climate actions sacrifice air and water quality, wildfire mitigation, and the state's climate goals, according to the group. It urged the Newsom administration and the legislature to restore funding for incentive grants next year and for the CPUC to reject the BioMAP elimination proposal. Criticizing the federal anti-climate crusade is more effective when you are not leading one of your own, the statement concluded. Just for your information, the Sacramento-based partnership is composed of trade associations for ag energy consumers, processors, and citrus, cotton, milk, pistachio, and poultry producers. It advocates for policies that improve soil health, conserve water, reduce methane, and increase on-farm energy efficiency while maintaining productivity and rural economies. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Ag negotiator hearing set for next week. President Trump's pick for chief ag negotiator in the office of the U.S. Trade Representative, Julie Callahan, will appear before the Senate Finance Committee next Wednesday. Callahan has been at the agency since 2016 and currently is Assistant USTR for Agricultural Affairs and Commodity Policy. She will appear at the nomination hearing alongside Jeffrey Goodman, Trump's pick for deputy USTR. Callahan has already been in contact with lawmakers and their offices. Finance Committee member Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana told AgriPulse his office has communicated with Callahan multiple times that since her nomination and that he had discussed how to protect Louisiana shrimpers from Indian imports. Now take note, Callahan may not pick up much Democratic support. Finance Committee ranking member Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon met with Callahan this month, according to an aide. The senator reportedly, quote, communicated his frustration about the administration's lack of transparency and consultation with Congress on trade. Now, for more on Julie Callahan's trade priorities, you can revisit her remarks and Q&A with AgriPulse at this year's Ag and Food Policy Summit. New EU proposal would only delay deforestation rules for small firms. European Commission says that only small businesses will have until the end of next year to comply with new deforestation rules. Those rules will apply to larger firms from the end of this year. The EU's Environment Commissioner had previously floated a one-year delay for all covered firms till the end of 2026. Why does it matter? Well, timber growers in the southern U.S. oppose the rules, which would apply to U.S. timber exports taken from land converted to ag uses. But U.S. forest owners are warning the delay and efforts to simplify the rules probably won't apply to them. Small businesses delay only refers to businesses exporting to Europe directly. In the U.S., timber growers sell to larger companies, then they export to Europe. The adjustments don't exempt U.S. growers from additional reporting requirements. It is a, quote, missed opportunity that fails to resolve the widely recognized challenges with the regulation, that the National Alliance of Forest Owners in a statement. They continue, quote, with these simplification proposals, the EU acknowledges the issues with the law, but limits relief to EU-based operators. FSA offices open today with partial service. Farm Service Agency offices are opening today, limited staff, according to Kansas Farmers Union Executive Director Nick Lewandowski. He said yesterday on a call during including Kansas farmers and State Ag Secretary Mike Beam. Separately, David Center, president of the American Agriculture Movement, told AgriPulse he heard that each FSA office would be staffed by two people who would only be processing commodity program payments. Both said they had heard from friends in FSA. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins said Tuesday FSA would resume, quote, core operations. She again blamed Democrats for the now 22-day government shutdown. Representative Sharice Davids of Kansas, who hosted the call, said the offices should have reopened earlier, but added that due to the shutdown, quote, without crop or market reports, producers are being forced to make major financial decisions in the dark. Here's today's final word. The USDA is supposed to be in the front line of defense for producers across the United States, protecting against these threats, whether it be New World screwworm, avian flu, African swine fever, or invasive fruit flies, that a group of Democratic senators who were led by Senate Ag Committee ranking member Amy Klobuchar, writing to Deputy Ag Secretary Stephen Vaden yesterday. USDA's department-wide reorganization plan, they say, could disrupt critical animal and plant health activities. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, October 23rd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.